Hi, my name is Representative Bill Thomas. I'm running for House District 34 because I've raised my family here and I want my children and grandchildren to have opportunities to live and work here. Like you, I've had many jobs in my lifetime to support my family. In my 8 years in the legislature, I've listened to what my constituents needed and I've delivered. There was and still a great need for basic infrastructure throughout the district. Many of us choose to live in the district because we love the rural lifestyle. You know, public radio is an important part of our rural lifestyle. Over 20-some years ago, I was the first chairman of KHNS Radio. It stands for Cluckwin, Haines, and Skagway. I helped start public radio in Haines then, and today I've helped by increasing funding to public radio in the state operating budget several times. One of the most basic functions of government is providing the opportunity for a good education. According to the Nonpartisan Legislative Finance Division, the state's investment in our education formula programs for K-12 has outpaced inflation during my 8 years in office. In 2012, our state investment in K-12 was $1.48 billion, up 88% since 2004. In fact, education funding is so important, it is the only state budget item that is forward-funded 1 year in advance. This past legislative session, the House Finance Committee's education plan passed the legislature and included $50 million of new investment into K-12. We increased voc-ed funding by 50%. We started a three-year pilot program, Parents as Teachers, aimed at getting our youngsters ready for school. We also decreased the Sitka property tax for required local contribution for K-12 from 3.1 to 2.65 mils. This lowers Sitka's required local contribution by $522,000. The state picks up the difference, and the locals will decide what to do with these savings. One topic on many people's mind is oil taxes. I think one thing we can all agree upon is oil production is declining, and we must do something to address that decline since 90% of our state revenues come from oil taxes. A little history. I voted to move ACES out of the House, which set up the foundation for the oil tax structure we have in place today. Making law is a complex process. Making good law requires compromise. HB 110 passed the House, expecting it would change in the Senate and a compromise bill would result. That didn't happen, and we never got to the middle ground on the oil tax debate. I wanted a compromise bill that had incentives for new oil production while maximizing state revenues, and that's what I support. I want to make it clear that HB 110 is dead. The so-called $2 billion giveaway is dead. It is not on the table, and I do not support it. I support the introduction of a compromise bill next legislative session that targets new oil production with a balanced set of incentives and credits while maximizing state revenues. Getting there will take time and hard work. It will take all sides getting beyond the bumper sticker mentality that only serves to inflame the oil tax debate. This has been Representative Bill Thomas. I look forward to continuing to help the district and Southeast be a wonderful place to live, work, and raise a family. Thank you.